Just one halakha in the laws of Hilchot Talmud Torah. The Rambam is posek in the laws of Talmud Torah in Perek Dalid. Ve'en sho'alin et harav me'inyan acher ela me'oto ha'inyan she'en asukin bo kedei she'lo yitbayesh. Rambam is posek that the Talmid, the student, should not ask the rabbi a question outside of the subject that is being studied, because just in case the rabbi does not know the answer, so then he's going to be embarrassed. The source of Rambam's deen comes from the Gemara Shabbat Daf Gimel, where we see a episode that Rav asked a question from Rabbi, and Rabbi answered him, and then Rav Hayat told Rav that, didn't I teach you already that when Rabbi is teaching one masechet, you shouldn't ask him in a different masechet? Even though Rabbi answered correctly, but Rabbi is considered Gavrat Abba, he's a great man. But otherwise, if a lesser man, he would not get the right answer and you would cause him embarrassment. But Harambam does say in the same halakha that that only applies to the student asking the rabbi a question outside of what is being learnt. However, the Rambam says, יש רשות לרב לשאול אותם בעניין אחר שאין עוסקים בו כדי לזרזם. The rabbi, however, can ask the student a question outside of the subject that's being learned in order to motivate them, which means to throw out a question to get them to think, or to question a subject that was studied earlier in order to get their memory working. So therefore, although it's not proper for the student to ask the rabbi outside of the subject, but the rabbi can, so to speak, test the students outside of the subject that's being discussed. Last but not least, the Rambam does write in the same halakha, "En shu'alin et harav kishiyikanes lemidrash ad sheyitayashev da'ato alav." One should not bombard the rabbi with questions the moment he enters the Beit HaMidrash until he settles down, until he gets at ease, then already the student can ask questions in order to give the rabbi a chance to unwind, so to speak, but not to, you know, shotgun right away, ask questions to the Talmid Chacham. So we see some of the laws from our Gemara actually brought down the halakha and the proper etiquette in treating Talmidei Chachamim and Talmidei Chachamim with their students.